Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Now, we're going to talk about a new trend. Have you guys heard about this trend of estrogen skincare? People putting vaginal cream on their faces to help combat the signs of skin aging. Yes, you heard me correctly. Vaginal cream for the face. Now, we shouldn't have to do that. They should actually make face creams with estrogen as opposed to vaginal creams that you can't find any estrogen creams out there and you're having to resort to using stuff for down there on the beautiful face. I know it sounds a bit crazy and doesn't seem to be the most pleasant thing to do, but actually the estrogen in those creams may be one of the most effective skincare ingredients for women over the age of 35. So let's tune in. This week's podcast talks all about estrogen, hormones, and skincare, the things that we did not know our cells were needing. Now, what is estrogen? Estrogens are a group of steroid hormones in our body, and there's four really pertinent ones: estrone, beta estradiol, estriol, and estetrol. And it's a pivotal signaling molecule. So its production's regulated by the aromatase gene from the ovarian tissues and peripheral tissues. And the estrogen that we make in the ovaries is transmitted to estrogen receptors all around the body. Virtually all of your cells have estrogen receptors. Did you know that? In the skin, estrogen is a product that will increase vascularization and shows effects at all layers of the skin, including epithelium, dermis, papillary dermis, and below. And we have seen some studies now that show that the estrogen applied topically can improve the skin density, the skin strength, and the skin elasticity. Improvement of the structure of the elastic fibers after using estriol creams has been described. Now, when do your estrogen levels begin to drop? There are about 40 million postmenopausal women in the U.S., and that is 17% of the population. Isn't that incredible? And yet, we've completely neglected the idea that we need to treat hormone deficiency. I think that hormones start to precipitously drop after age 25 to 30. There's a big drop in the 40s and another drop in the 60s. And the first signs of dermal aging began around age 30 when your estrogen levels do decline. The collagen content of your skin, of course, decreases by about 30 to 40% during early menopause. In the first 5 years after menopause, about 50% of dermal collagen can be lost. I'm going to say that again because that is shocking. In the first 5 years around and after menopause, you can lose up to 50% of your dermal collagen. And following menopause, it's not just the collagen changes. It's also the sweat glands and sebaceous gland function decreases, and you have drier, less hydrated skin. And that's according to a study by Zubulis in 2001. The skin thins, it wrinkles, it becomes pigmented unevenly, and then the wound healing is delayed. And of course, there's a mild decrease in facial attractiveness, and this affects even your psychological health. You can see yourself aging and changing. You don't like it, you don't know what to do about it, but you know that something is not the same as it used to be. Now, type 1 collagen is the predominant collagen in adult human skin. Type 3 collagen is also distributed everywhere throughout the body, and they are both very necessary. Type 3 collagen is the collagen that structures, bundles, and organizes the type 1 collagen fibrils. And when we use topical estrogens, we actually increase this type 3 collagen. And that indicates a distinct modulatory effect of estrogen on these collagen tissues. To me, that's so impressive. When we are using collagen biostimulators like Sculptra, like Radiesse, like Renuva, like all the products that regenerate our own tissues, we are going to see a burst in type 1 collagen initially, and type 3 collagen that follows, and then type 3 kind of dwindles down and type 1 persists. And as a result, when we use these biostimulators, it would be an amazing thing to add estrogen creams and build that type 3 collagen so that it also gets persistence and helps to structure and build the foundation of the skin. So women, as they enter menopause, are beginning to see more doctors. They're coming in to seek cosmetic and medical treatments. They want to enhance their self-perception and inhibit aging, especially the areas that age quickly, the face, the neck, the décolleté, the hands. This is why estrogen is currently trending. Since estrogens were first used in the 1940s systemically, the systemic estrogen therapy has also been known to have an obvious and visible effect on the skin that combats skin aging. So when women were put on hormone replacements, they did notice this improvement, that estrogen increases moisture and hydration, it increases hyaluronic acid, the mucopolysaccharides and sebum production of the skin. So overall skin turgor and dermal thickness and fibroblast proliferation is increased. And then water content of the skin, the increased epidermal water content improves as well. And this may be related to better epidermal skin thickness. One study examined the effects of a 0.01% estradiol and 0.3% estriol compound on 59 perimenopausal women with skin aging symptoms. So after being treated for 6 months, their elasticity and firmness of the skin had marked improvement. The wrinkle depth and pore size had decreased by 60 to 100% in both groups. So no hormonal side effects were noted either clinically or by hormone monitoring. Another study examined the effect of topically applied conjugated estrogens like Premarin, 0.625 milligrams per gram of cream in 54 women. And after 24 weeks of treatment, they found the Premarin cream, which normally is used vaginally, produced better results than the placebo. The difference was statistically significant for skin thickness and fine wrinkles. So I told you the percentages, because if you have this stuff at home, maybe you're going to try it. So let me say that one more time. That was 0.01% estradiol, or 0.3% estriol cream, or Premarin 0.625 milligrams per gram of cream. And a new company out there, it's called Alloy Skincare, has done something really brilliant, and they are blending estriol with skincare ingredients, and they've built a product called M4. Alloy has been trending online, and this is a fragrance-free restorative estriol cream that addresses signs of aging like decreased collagen production, reduced elasticity, and dryness. Now, what's new and unique about M4 by this company, Alloy Skincare? M4 is clinically proven to be safe and effective. The founders, Anne Fullenweider and Monica Molinar, commissioned a clinical safety and efficacy trial on this M4 prescription estriol cream. And it's an actual scientific research study. We often see products touted on Amazon with estrogen creams and plant-based estrogens, and some people just using their vaginal estrogens on their faces, but we don't have clinical studies. But this group, they commissioned a double-blinded, randomized, rigorous clinical study that showed. And they checked blood levels. They showed no significant systemic absorption of either estriol or estradiol. To me, that's really terrific, because many women have breast cancer risk, family history, breast cancer markers or receptors. And for anyone who's super concerned about having increased estrogen content of the bloodstream, this is a very nice study which shows that none of that topically applied estriol went into the bloodstream. And the improvements that were seen in this cream compared to placebo in just 12 weeks included 88% improvement in skin elasticity, 70% improvement in hydration, 57% improvement in skin texture, and 68% improvement in overall skin health. So overall, excellent. Do we have to worry about increased risk of breast cancer? Many people worry that the use of estrogen can cause breast cancer, but studies of topical estrogen on the vagina and in the face have proven that the cream is not absorbed systemically and therefore does not increase the risk of breast cancer. Now, this is only true for the M4 Alloy medical grade skincare that they've created. And I would be a little cautious with the other versions of products out there, because penetration maybe is not the same with all the different formulations that exist. It's only been studied in this particular formulation. So if you're very concerned, make sure you go with something clinically tested, tried and true, But for those of us who are maybe not as concerned about estrogen content or estrogen breast cancer risk, remember that this study is essentially showing that estriol is not penetrating into the bloodstream. It doesn't go systemically and therefore should not increase the risk of breast cancer. You are going to definitely talk to your own doctor, your dermatologist, your obstetrician, gynecologist to find out if you are okay to use these products yourself, because I don't have your health history and I don't want to give you medical advice on this podcast. But remember, ask this question the next time you go in there. The active agents that penetrate into the dermis then become metabolized to inactive ingredients. So in the blood circulation, they're not going to have those estrogenic side effects. Now, is it all good? Well, potential side effects could be melasma. Now, let's not forget that before we jump on a TikTok trend and estrogen, everybody's putting vaginal cream on their face, that estrogens can stimulate melanocytes. These are the cells responsible for pigment production. This leads to increased melanin and the development of dark patches, particularly in sun-exposed areas. We all know someone in our family or a friend who started the pill or hormones and got melasma on their face. Very recalcitrant, very difficult to treat, and very common perimenopause and postmenopausally. So some of the studies published, there was one with a postmenopausal woman with a 6-month history of hyperpigmentation on her arms. And guess what? This is where she had been applying her topical estrogen cream. This cream did have estradiol, 0.025 milligrams, and estriol. And that had been prescribed to help treat something, but created this additional problem of hyperpigmentation. And then, you know, that needs its own treatment with bleaching pads, getting off of the hormone producing products, etc. Now, other benefits, we also looked at topical estriol iontophoresis treatments. And this is a treatment where we're trying to have the estriol penetrate transdermally. And using both tretinoin, the iontophoresis studies show that you can clinically improve 80 to 100% of patients for acne scars, atrophic acne scars, and better and more persistent improvement in acne scars when we use topical estriol iontophoresis treatments compared to just plain old Retin-A treatments. So I thought that was super fascinating because we typically think Retin-A is the gold standard in treating acne and acne scarring, but this addition of topical estriol actually improved cases significantly better. So overall, and in conclusion, this is exciting. This is exciting and good stuff. Anytime we can find a product that's going to improve skin quality and replace hormones as we decay in our aging process and our bodies make less hormone, I mean, our goal is to stay 30, right? We want to stay at that time, that point in time where our hormones were doing all the things we needed them to do. There are some people who believe in this philosophy that you decay for a reason, your body shuts down, you can't make babies anymore, you stop having periods, and that you should just let nature take its course. And it's, you know, why give yourself hormone replacement? I am not of that philosophy. I firmly believe that my body had its peak maintenance, you know, at 25 to 35. Those were some good years. Hormones still start to decline even at age 25. And to maintain vitality and vigor, I don't need reproductive levels of estrogen. I certainly don't want any breast cancer inducing levels of estrogen. But what I would definitely like myself and mostly most of my patients on a case by case basis to replace their estrogens, their hormones, the progesterone, the little bit of testosterone, the things that are going to make you feel whole and not have you decay and crumble and lose 50% of your collagen production. So estrogen plays a really significant role, not just overall health, but specifically in the skin. When you start using these estrogen-based creams, if they're right for you, you will have better moisture and elasticity, improve your collagen production, maintain your dermal thickness, and hopefully not have any side effects with issues with melasma. As always, it's essential to contact your healthcare professional before starting any new treatments. You know, I love you guys and want you to do all the right things for yourself. And it's my job to tell you what's out there, what's trending, and pick apart the science and make sure you understand all the issues that you can go talk about with your own doctor. I hope you love today's deep dive into estrogen enlightening And I want to keep you guys in the loop with all the latest in skincare. Don't forget to check me out every Tuesday for a longer podcast in depth, talking more about wellness, longevity, aesthetic treatments, and all the things that are trending in plastic surgery. And on Fridays, the 5-Minute Friday. If you're new here, please subscribe and leave us a ranking, rating, and review. If you screenshot that and email it to info@beautybydrk, we'll be happy to send you a deluxe size sample of one of our skincare products. And you know, all your reviews mean so much. I think we've passed 500 podcasts, which is amazing. This started as a passion project, and I have met and interviewed so many great people on this podcast. I am really delighted to keep bringing you guys all these new ideas. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.